All right. Just in case there are any children in the room right now, you might want to ask them to leave quietly. Today's show will be performed in the nude.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
It's cold in here. Where are my pants?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Okay, doing the show totally nude is kind of disgusting, and I apologize for that. So to counterbalance, I am wearing a hat. Yeah, I know. I had to do it. I had to. Thank you for your applause. Thank you. So welcome to the program. Today on the show, we're going to be thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, please have a seat. Please have a seat. Thank you. All right. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be talking about relationships. Those are the things that you don't have. We all think we have relationships. We don't have relationships. It looks like we're having them. We're not having them. Ron, are you in a relationship? What are you talking about? Yeah, I relate to everybody, not in a great way. I mean, you're talking about good relationships? Oh, I see the difference. So I thought I would get one of the biggest experts on relationships onto the show today, Dr. Pepper Schwartz. The name may sound familiar for various reasons. Perhaps your grandmother's last name is Schwartz. Or perhaps you drank Dr. Pepper when you were a kid, or you like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the album. But Dr. Pepper Schwartz, Pepper's her first name, she is a renowned relationship expert. She is one of the experts on the show Married at First Sight, which has become extremely popular. That's where people meet for the first time and get married immediately. It's a social experiment that is revealed in front of our eyes as if we're gawking at two people making huge mistakes. Anyway, she's going to join us later on in the show, and we're going to talk about having, relationships after the age of 40. I thought after the age of 40, you pretty much just didn't have them anymore. I mean, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Who needs relationships after 40? Got my own problems. What is a good relationship? See, a lot of people think that I'm a relationship expert simply because I've been on the radio for so long. All of a sudden, that makes you an expert. Isn't that funny how people on the radio and on television all of a sudden become these larger-than-life experts when they really don't know crap about anything? That explains the Kardashians. Seriously. Come on. What's with the Kardashian thing? These people are nothing. They are nothing. They are rich people in a trailer park is really what it is. They're nothing. Robert Kardashian, who was the matriarch father, was an attorney famous for the O.J. Simpson trial, defending O.J. Simpson. He passed, and all his riches went to his Kardashian family. And beyond that, nothing. I mean, nothing. They can't sing. They can't dance. They can't act. Nothing. They just have a lot of money. That's all. And they're screwed up. If you have a lot of money and you're screwed up, you got a television show. Apparently. I don't get it. It's like Sharon Osbourne. That's Ozzy Osbourne's wife. I guess they're still married. I don't even know. It doesn't even come up in conversation. Ozzy Osbourne was a famous rocker who took way too many drugs and now just putters through life walking into walls. And Sharon Osbourne, his wife, became his publicity person, and she has no talent whatsoever either. But she's extremely famous and an expert on what? On what? You were married to a rocker. You yourself have no redeeming value whatsoever. What is going on? What's with that stuff? I can understand someone who has an incredible singing talent or someone who has studied at universities and is able to come up with these theorems that nobody else can possibly construe. They invented the internet, that could, you know, the Google machine thing. That I get. You're an author who has penned an incredible book that changed people's lives, or even a politician as crappy and sucky as they are, an influence on society, an actor, a famous actor who has played many roles and has moved us through our lives. I get that. Those musicians, these are talented people that have put their mark into their craft. What kind of craft does the Kardashian family have? There's no craft. No craft. No crafting. Does it annoy me? Sure. I want to be famous for nothing, too. Anyway, because you're on the radio, people think you know everything. Let me tell you, for my fellow people that do radio shows, we don't know anything. We just sound like we do. So people think, they come up to me and they ask me questions as if I've got all the answers to everything in life. I happen, yes, to have them, but they're not accurate all the time, and they're just my opinions. It's fascinating. It's fascinating how if someone is in the limelight, or in a spotlight, that you just figure that they're so special, when in actuality they're far more fucked up than you could ever be. Take the president of the United States, total fuck up. But he's the president. We put him on a pedestal. What are you, nuts? Anyway. So we're going to talk about relationships. I do think that I have the answer to a successful, good relationship. It's so simple, it's not funny. Nothing's really funny. My father didn't say a lot of things to me. He said a few things to me, and everything he said that I remember rang true, actually became true. One of the things he said to me, he says, Ron, when you get older and you become a father, you'll understand what life is about. And yeah, that is when I started understanding what it was about. Yeah, you're right, Dad. He said these things that just rang true. And he said the same thing about relationships. And he told me, he says, don't be concerned about how good or bad your relationship is. Just make her happy. And I said, oh, okay. And then I found out, yeah, that's it. It's that simple. My father said, break everything down to its simplest component, always, in everything, and you will succeed. Break everything down to its simplest component, and you shall succeed. That rang true in my head. That is absolutely true. I live by that. And relationships can be that simple. Just make the other person happy. That's all. That's all. Because when you make them happy, I guarantee they're going to make you happy. Just by osmosis. Or the feeling that you have making your partner happy makes you happy. Simple. Done. End of story. Let's not get into it too much. It's over. No more to talk about. Don't say a word to me. It's that simple. Any kind of relationship. A friend relationship. A sexual relationship. A marriage. Whatever. Just make the other person happy. Do things for them now and then. Not all the time. Then it gets tired. Then it's like, back off, babe. Get off my back. Not all the time. Don't be overbearing ever. But every once in a while, do something demonstrative that makes them happy. And if you do that, you're good. You'll get all the sex you want. You'll get all the good loving and caring that you want. Just remember that simple rule. It's not a big deal. And it's not like just, you know, you got to just make them happy to the point where they understand that that's your focus in life. This stuff about 50-50 where, you know, like just, you know, meet in the middle, negotiate everything, meet in the middle. That's crap. That's crap on a stick. Doesn't really matter what's going on because your personality and the other person's personality are not going to match. Otherwise, you would have married yourself and that would have been disgusting. That's worse than incest. What's the worst form of incest? Masturbation. What are you talking about, Ron? What are you talking about? Get back on focus here. Get back on focus. What did that mean? Get back on focus. doesn't mean anything. Get back on focus. You mean focus yourself, not get back on focus. That's stupid. See, I'm not having a good relationship with myself right now. Me and me aren't getting along. I'm arguing with myself right in front of your eyes. It's not because I'm naked. It's because that's why I wanted the kids to leave the room, because I didn't want you to see this breakdown of a talk show host who's arguing with himself in front of listeners. It's really very embarrassing. But that's the secret to a good relationship. And Dr. Pepper will tell you all kinds of different things. But I'm telling you, that's my take on it. Just make the other person happy every once in a while. Oh! Yeah, I know. It's amazing. But it's true. All right. That's enough for now. Do you have to go to the bathroom or something? Why don't you do that right now?
Listening to The Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
I got a funny story for you.
And now it's time for one of Ron's funny stories. You could practically hear the quotes around funny, couldn't you?
That's Jason Shaw composes this music for our program, and we thank him. He's a funny, funny man. I was in the supermarket yesterday. I go to the supermarket almost every day of my life because, as I've said many times before, supermarkets to me are Disney worlds. I love to eat. I love to cook. So therefore, rather than going to Disney World once every 4 years or something and spending millions of dollars, I just go to the supermarket every day and I just wander down the aisles like a lost soul. I surrounded by aisles and aisles of foods and products and smells and cooked, prepared foods that are way over-salted, and ice creams and cakes and frozen things and breads and canned goods and just a dairy. And dairy is there, too, just surrounded by everything that I can put in my mouth. So I'm walking through the supermarket, and I realize something that I never realized before. There's no such thing as a shopping cart that doesn't make noise. Seriously, I walked into the supermarket, and I got a shopping cart, and I started wheeling it down the aisle, and it made little creaking noises, and it was pulling me a little bit to the left. Now, you know, if my car was doing that, I would immediately drive to service and have the car repaired. Shopping carts, you know, you're just borrowing them for a short amount of time to put stuff in them, so it's not a big deal. But that particular day, it bothered me. Like, why should I, Ron Van Dam, which is my full name, why should I be walking down the aisles with a squeaky cart? That's embarrassing. It's like people are turning around going, look at that man giving in to a squeaky cart. He's better than that. He's so much better than that. So I turned around and I brought the cart back and I took another shopping cart and I started wheeling that down the aisle. That didn't make so much of a squeaking noise, but one of the wheels kept locking. And I thought, I can't do this. It's a shopping cart. It's not even performing its function. I can't even push it properly. So I immediately returned that shopping cart. Four or five shopping carts later, I just gave up because that one was squeaking more than the first one. But I pretty much understood what I'm going to tell you now. Every shopping cart squeaks. Every shopping cart malfunctions. Every shopping cart is defective. Now, I guess there was one day at the supermarket when a gigantic truck pulled up in front of the supermarket with brand new shopping carts, new wheels, freshly painted, freshly crafted, hundreds of these shopping carts. They loaded them off the truck, they put them inside the supermarket, and within 10 minutes, they're defective. It's not the cart, it's the damn supermarket or something. The realization that every shopping cart is somehow defected was very sad to me. And I'll tell you why. Because it was an example to me, it was analogous to life itself, that no matter how hard you try, no matter how involved you are in the task of making things perfect, there shall never be perfect. That goes for shopping carts and relationships both. It's sad in a way. Something with four wheels that performs the function of having food put inside of it for purchase sake malfunctions all the time. Is there nothing in our lives that works perfectly always? No, there's not. And that realization came to me as I stood there in the middle of a supermarket. What an ironic situation that is. In a world where the food surrounds me, my Disney world of pleasure, yet I am armed with a defective shopping cart. And there are other people walking down the aisles of the supermarket, squeaking and pushing and fighting with the cart, and they do it every day. They fight with their own cart, and they're oblivious to that. And I say to myself, I should not have to fight with a shopping cart in order to enjoy my experience. And that's the way it should be in life. I shouldn't have to fight to go through my life. So, what did I learn? I learned that the shopping cart is more than just a basket on wheels. It is, indeed, life itself. It is the monocle of success. Reflection is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, The Shopping Cart Story by Ron Van Dam.
That was a really funny story, Ron. But then again, I'm in the third grade.
Interesting. Dr. Pepper Schwartz joins us momentarily. She is incredible. I guess. I have no idea. She's a relationship expert. She better be incredible, right? Right, Dr. Pepper Schwartz? Am I true? Dr. Pepper Schwartz? Hello?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Be a pepper, drink.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, beautiful day here.
Oh, it's kind of cloudy here, but that's okay. Dr. Pepper Schwartz joins us. She's a PhD, AARP Love and Relationship Ambassador. You've seen her on TV on one of my favorite, strangest television shows, by the way, Married at First Sight. It's interesting. It's interesting. I do like tons of interviews. We don't talk about relationships very much and how to how to make them successful and popular and how to sustain them. So this is, oddly enough, something I'm really interested in. And I know we're talking about dating over 40, but this is good for every age. We go to the doctor to check our bodies physically. This is like checking your love life physically.
Well, exactly. You know, we know that to be responsible, we go to the doctor, go to our dentist, we make sure there's a checkup, but somehow we expect our relationships to run on automatic pilot,
right.
And they don't. They need to be taken care of.
So what can I do? I mean, I think I'm being nice, but I think maybe I should be going further. What are some of the checkups that I should be doing here?
Well, first of all, I think you say, are you in a rut? Do you have to change up things? Most
Always.
Couples get on automatic pilot.
Always.
So, you know, so what are the things you can do to change? Well, first of all, you know, get off your phone, get off your iPad, you know, figure out how to disconnect from all the distractions you have so that you, you know, just don't put all your energy in your kids or your pets and you put it in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, you know, talk about it. You know, talk about what would be fun, what have you wanted to do that you haven't done. And schedule something for romance. Take a getaway or even an afternoon just to say we're gonna do something fun that we haven't done before, because really novelty is what long-term relationships need. And of course they're always fun for dating relationships, but you know, to surprise each other in a way. And the other thing I found is that there's really a lot of data, including in a study I did, that shows that the longer people are together, the more they lose all the affectionate behaviors they did.
Mm-hmm.
They hold hands less, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down from about 85% when you meet to but less than 50% 10 years later. So holding hands is a very powerful thing, that connection. Lots of touching and kissing and seeing if you really are getting what you need. And do something fun, like kissing differently twice a day, making sure you greet each other and hello and goodbye in the day. I think any and all of these things recommit and revivify your connection to one another.
Yeah. And I guess both male and female, or whatever the partners may be, you need this throughout your life. You need this kind of support and this kind of show of affection, I guess.
You really do. And I think sometimes one of the reasons that kind of show of affection starts to decrease is that, you know, there's all these physical, emotional, and mental changes over time, and there's simple solutions to it. It's not just that, you know, everything has to disappear as you get older, but, you know, sometimes you really have to face the facts. I mean, there was a American Medical Association figure of somewhere between 41-43% of women, for example, suffer from sexual dysfunction.
Yes.
Whether they're dating in a long-term relationship,
yes.
Because look at, you know, after pregnancy and postpartum and after, you know, menopause and sometimes with cancer diagnosis and the drugs and things you take for that, you really need to do some physical changes for yourself, you know, that compensate with that, or they're going to kind of take you down in a way that ruins the intimacy with couples. I know sometimes people don't think of it in terms of products, but I'm a big fan of using products to help you if you feel like, you know, you have things like, you know, for women, they're dry, their intimacy is painful.
Sure.
There's lots of these things that get in the way. And so, you know, for me, I like this Replenz brand that restores external comfort with adding moisture to, you know, all the things that happen when you do your daily activities, that sitting, walking, hiking, biking, all that stuff. You know, you need to take care of yourself and be ready so that everything feels good and there's no pain, which is one of those things that have been discovered is very common in older women and unfortunately even in younger women too.
Yeah, I mean, we take pain reliever for headaches. Why not take care of the other things in the same manner? Why not? That makes sense.
You know, sometimes women and their partners don't actually realize these products are available.
Yeah, that's true.
But they are, and, you know, go in, you know, sometimes you just ask your physician, or in this case, these aren't prescription. You can go into, you know, any drugstore, et cetera, and say, okay, what do I need to be comfortable because my body isn't the same as it was.
Yeah. Doctors, is there some amount of denial on the parts of aging people who are in relationships where, no, I'm not going to give in to that. I'm just as viable as I've ever been. I'm not going to admit that age is getting to me or something like that.
You know, I think that's extremely true. Okay, we think that, you know, I am just as good as I've ever been, but, and I'm just going to ignore this pain. You know, in fact, one of the things that really upset me is I saw a study that said approximately one-third of women think that pain is inevitable during sex.
Yeah.
And that's just wrong. And so, of course, if you don't use some kind of external gel that will get rid of the irritation and chafing, that's the minor part of it. But, you know, there are things inside and out that will make a woman, you know, keep the moisture in her body. And denying it is going to cause pain. So, you know, I think good partners like yourself can say, hey, if this isn't comfortable, let's see what we can do about it.
Yeah. But partners still don't discuss those problems or those concerns either. They might take care of it themselves secretively, but it's still so embarrassing even to your partner sometimes, and I don't know why that is.
I think that there's these women things and these men things that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
And then if we say something, our partner is going to, you know, feel differently about it. But I really think that there's nothing more intimacy producing than communication.
Mm-hmm.
Saying what you're really feeling, saying what, you know, if it feels good or not. Suffering in silence is just not going to help your relationship be more intimate, and you're going to start being averse. You know, men have these issues too. As they age, their bodies are not going to be as ready as they were, and there's lots of things they can do as well. And talking about it, being a team on these things, you end up being really much more intimate. So instead of being afraid of saying what you're thinking and feeling, if you do, it's another bond you're creating.
That's true. It's not you against the world. It's you and your partner against the world.
Yeah, exactly. There's a problem, and you and I are the team, and we're going to solve it.
There you go. Hey, I feel better about this already, even though I didn't say anything. Okay, where do I go for more information?
Well, you know, if you're interested in some of these lubrication products that restore moisture, go to replenz.com. I think they really talk about it a lot, and you can figure out what's right for you. And then, of course, any search on the web is a good, useful tool as well. But I think just beginning and saying, okay, I want to find the spark again. I want us to be, you know, intimate and youthful and connected. That's the beginning, and then you can go to these places and get more information to help you do it.
Great. Well, Dr. Pepper Schwartz, thank you so much for your time today, and continue the good work to make us more honest and transparent. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, sit back and let the evening go. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
it's not a thrill. Thank you, Dr. Pepper. Yes, well, yes, thank you. And thank you to you for spending time with me today. You're very special. Very special. Very, very special. You're very special. Almost as special as the Kardashians. Not quite. Well, not even close. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, I wish you peace.